Unseen. Mr. Osborne. IQ 132. The State Robotics Meet. It was my favorite day of the year. There was nothing quite like it for our kids at the academy. Schools have so many outlets for athletes to shine, but for the gifted program, robotics was ideal. It combined creativity, design, engineering, mechanics, electronics, pneumatics, and computer science all in an atmosphere of healthy competition. It was sent from heaven. This year, not so much. The team I brought to St. Leo was distracted and dispirited. And I hated to admit it, but I was too. He should have been here. Donovan. And not just because he drove Tin Man better than anybody else. My group was unmatched in ability level, but it took Donovan to make them a team. On the surface, he contributed very little, but without him, nothing worked. I should have been furious with that kid. He had committed an atrocious act of property damage. He had got into the gifted program under false pretenses and had used it as an opportunity to hide from the consequences of his actions. He had cheated on the retest, or at minimum, he had let somebody cheat for him, which was even worse. He was barely from the same planet as my students. If I had been a better teacher, I would have shouted down the class's complaints about Donovan's sudden departure from the academy. When the bellyaching continued, I would have set a strict rule for our class. The name of Donovan Curtis was no longer to be mentioned within those walls. And if that hadn't worked, I would have told them a few home truths about misplaced loyalty and people who lie and cheat to get their way. I had considered doing all those things. But I didn't. Because, deep down, I missed Donovan just as much as they did. Maybe even more. I kept seeing him around the auditorium, as if wishful thinking might produce him in front of me. One time, the illusion was so real that I actually began to wave before I looked again, and he wasn't there. That's the kind of impression the kid made. Dr. Schultz shook my hand and nodded affably to the students. "Good luck, everybody. Make me proud." If looks could have killed, he'd have been pinned to the wall by a volley of arrows. The last time they'd heard from their superintendent, he'd been pulling Donovan out of the gym and out of their lives. The first phase of the competition was the auto-directed portion, where the robots navigate by electric eye, following a course of varicolored lines painted on the floor. By the time Tin Man's heat came up, Cold Spring Harbor was already in first place, with a comfortable lead over Orchard Park in second. I watched. The team crouched around me, following the stopwatch in my hand, as Tin Man ran that course to perfection. My number was unofficial, of course, but I was certain our time was right up there with Cold Spring Harbor's mechanical monster, and when the final scores went up, Tin Man Metallica Squarepants was ahead of the pack with a 2-second lead over last year's champions. The performance held up, and we headed into phase two with a 10-point advantage. We had a long break before our next event, and experience had taught me that that wasn't always a good thing, especially for frontrunners. I tried to keep the kids busy, checking things that didn't need checking, but soon Noah came back from the bathroom with huge black thumbprints on the lenses of his glasses. "What happened to you?" I asked anxiously. "Is that paint?" "It was a stamp pad," he replied, annoyed and embarrassed. "Those Cold Spring Harbor guys did it to me. They were waiting in the bathroom." I frowned. This was something you could expect from Cold Spring Harbor that you didn't get from any other team. They traveled with a large group, and two or three of them were big, sullen boys who didn't seem to have much to do with their robot. I think they were there as intimidators. They had certainly done a pretty good job of intimidating Noah. Abigail was angry. "We have to complain to the judges. They shouldn't get away with this." "Take it easy," I soothed. handing her a cup of Ucolaid. "They're just trying to get into our heads. And see, it's already worked. Forget about Cold Spring Harbor. We'll let Tin Man do our talking." But as the competition progressed, the human element became a bigger factor. Abigail was at the controller, and she was darn good. But it was impossible to avoid comparisons with the way Donovan had handled the joystick. He couldn't make Tin Man go any faster, of course, but there was a nimbleness to his driving, an economy to the robot's maneuvers. Every cut and turn seemed to be an inch or two wider than it needed to be without Donovan at the helm, and all the extra motion added up to lost time. Before you knew it, Cold Spring Harbor had retaken the lead. Soon after that, we dropped to third position and then fourth. That was a cause for worry, because if Tin Man fell one more place, we'd fail to qualify for the final round. In the pit, we slaved over our robot. Noah ran a software diagnostic, and Latrell and Kevin agonized over each physical connection and bearing. We had to coax every microgram of performance out of Tin Man to keep our hopes alive. I could see Abigail's fingers trembling as she worked the joystick. I can't say for sure if she was rattled before, but right now, she was scared to death. I looked down at the stopwatch in my hand and realized that I'd forgotten to start it. The atmosphere was that tense. Tin Man had a big lead on the other three robots, but we knew that meant very little. None of the competition in this heat was battling us for that last spot in the finals. At this point, our opponent was the clock. Tin Man reached the pole, and Abigail pressed the control to deploy the minibot. We held our breath as the magnet locked onto the metal of the pole. With a high-pitched whirring sound, the wheels engaged, and the small unit climbed the pole. Ding! The bell sounded as the minibot reached the top. The round was over, but the uncertainty had just begun. Had our time garnered enough points to keep us in the all-important fourth spot? Or had we dropped to fifth, out of the finals? We stood in a circle, holding hands and watching the scoreboard. One by one, the names of the finalists began to appear. 1. Cold Spring Harbor. 2. Orchard Park. 3. Abercrombie Prep. 4. Academy for Scholastic Distinction. We were in.